Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Amy, and we're the Indigo Girls.
And you're listening to member-supported Brookdale Public Radio.
90.5 The Night.
90.5 The Night, Brookdale Public Radio. Jeff Raspy back here with you. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and I've been joined this afternoon by Amy and Emily, collectively known as the Indigo Girls. Thank you for coming by this afternoon.
It's good to be here. Thanks.
It's a pleasure to have you. You're playing tonight at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, which we were postulating earlier if you'd ever played there before. And I think we came up with the answer is no.
I don't remember playing at the Count Basie Theater.
Oh, no. I feel like I would have remembered Red Bank because it's such a cool little town, but we could have come in and not seen the town sometimes if we're running, you know, late. We don't
get
to really look around.
It's the kind of theater, and I guess you'll figure that out in a couple of hours when you go over there.
Yeah.
It's the kind of a theater that over the years I would have expected you to have played there.
Uh-huh.
At some point, which is maybe what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Because I've, for just about as long as you two have been making records as the Indigo Girls, I've been on the air in Monmouth County playing them.
That's cool.
We go back a long way then.
I may just be very confused, is what it is. But they've been kind enough to stop by this afternoon, and we're going to chat and play a couple of songs, talk about a couple of things, not the least of which is your most recent album, All That We Let In, which I looked up earlier today, came out in February, which is kind of hard to believe already.
Yeah. Time passes.
And you've been out on the road for most of the year. So I guess, has this entire year pretty much been taken up with the All That We Let In tour?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, we take breaks, so I don't want people to think we're just, you know, chugging along in a bus for a year straight. It's we go out for 3 weeks and go home for 10 days, you know, that kind of thing. And so it's but the whole year is spent off and on, you know, going on tour sort of in the name of this record. But you know what, we tour all the time anyway, so it's not, we kind of forget, like, oh, we're touring for this specific record or this or that. We do it to make a living, as much as anything else, you know. I mean, we'll have fun, but I mean, it's not like all about promoting records, you know. For us, it's more like we're a touring band. We're always going to tour no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, that, I hadn't even realized this until I stopped and counted them, that I guess it's been since 89, right, when the first record came out.
Mm-hmm.
So however many years that is, and there have only been, I should know this, 16? 15.
Years?
Yeah.
Yeah, 15. Going on 16.
Yeah. Close to 16, and there have been only 8 or so studio albums.
Eight or nine.
So it's about one every other year.
Yeah.
But you're
exactly.
You're out on the road a hell of a lot longer than that, or a hell of a lot more often than that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where it doesn't need to have an album behind it. You guys can always just show up places and people will come. And
well, it's kind of how we started out, because we actually started back in 1980 in high school, but like in 85, I'd say, we started like making little tapes of ourselves. We didn't go on the road to promote the tape. We made the tape so that when we left the town that we had been in, someone would have something to remember us by, you know? You know, it was, so it's more, that's kind of more of the way we think of it, because we've always been sort of a bar band and a touring band, even in our indie days, and you know, just kind of traveling minstrels, really, you know, mm-hmm. more than anything else, so.
Yeah, and it goes back to a time when that was, I would say, probably more the norm than it is now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, back in that day, when we were making our own records, we'd have a list of college radio stations and other stations, and Amy and I would split up the duties, and we'd just call them up and say, I'd call Amy, or she'd call me. It's like, oh, this is in medium rotation. And, you know, we toured all the time. We used to play 11, 13 nights in a row, play till 3 a.m. It was fun, you know. I mean, you'd say, looking back, maybe it was like paying your dues, but it never felt like that. And, you know, there were lots of other bands and musicians that we knew who were doing the same thing. And we used to play at Little Five Points Pub in Atlanta, and all our musician friends would show up, and, you know, someone would play flute or someone would play congas or another band would sit in. And that was just the spirit of the times, and also different in major label world, because when we got signed, major labels were still nurturing bands for the length of their careers, and that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, there were people who had the job title of artist development.
Yeah, that's right. And there was a college department,
college reps,
CBS Records, you know. That. So I look fondly back on those days.
Well, one of the perks of my job is at some point in the last couple of months, walking out of the on-air studio over to my desk, seeing a message checking the message, and it's actually from Amy, who still makes those calls.
Yeah, but I'm doing it for somebody else now.
On behalf of her personal label, which has been going on for quite a long time.
It's been 15 actually, years. Yeah.
Which in and of itself is a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how it's happened. Time went by really fast, but yeah, it's been 15 years or maybe more, and almost 16, and so, and I think we just, you know, it's because I have this other, this Indigo Girl thing. It's helped to keep the label going, you know. I don't know if I could have, financially, I've had some really rough times with it, you know, that I've had to pull myself out of, and I think it would have been hard without something to support it, although I would have made different choices probably. But I learned a lot. I've learned a lot along the way, and I've put out some bands that, you know, are still my favorite songwriters and people that I look to for inspiration still. You know, I listen to their records and try to figure out how they're approaching a song and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. You're actually going to have, I guess, your most recent signing / release show up as guests tonight, right?
Yeah, Girly Man's coming to sit in with us. And our opening band is a band from Atlanta called 3-5 Human, and they're an amazing rock band, and with really just incredible music and songs. And then Girly Man's going to come and sit in during our set, so it's going to be kind of a
hootenanny.
The old days.
Hootenanny.
I was just thinking, like just like the old days when people would just show up and play whatever they had on them.
Yeah,
our sound man's going to be like, oh. There's another show in the theater tonight before ours, so it's kind of an unusual, unorthodox day, and all these guests and the opening band singing with us and us with them, and so he's a trooper, that's for sure. He's got his hands full tonight.
Well, this will be a much easier set up here, and you're actually here. You're going to play a couple of songs for us. We're going to come back in a second and talk about a couple of other things, not the least of which is a benefit album that you guys are a part of. I guess that just came out in the last month or so.
Little Lady.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that in a minute, but you're going to play something from All That We Let In now, right?
Yeah, we're going to play a song called Fill It Up Again from that old record back in February.